only they
welcome
do.
To Smack Talk 5280. Today we have Stephen as myself. Wow, that was a horrible way to introduce myself. Trey, Cody, and for his first official episode as a full-time member of the Smack Talk crew, we have John Hill.
Free agency. Everyone, came welcome, through. John. We paid the highest.
Emphasize free.
Stephen was $2.99. John was 99 cents, but he's still a high value.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
the only reason that difference is there.
Yeah,
buy one, get one
half off.
BOGO.
Can't pass that deal up. Mason's
Trey,
not...
Trey would enjoy a BOGO for his nut.
Too soon. Can we have like a remembrance for whom we have lost in the last couple
just,
of years? Hunter?
Just have a spare just in case.
Yeah. And it's my left one just floating.
Where my nuts at? On the left side.
So Mason's not here tonight. We're hoping to get him back next week. Sucking the corporate teat.
He hates us.
Should we start a hashtag for him?
Bring Mason home.
Yeah. Hashtag on the road.
Hashtag
again.
Free Mason.
Bring him home.
Thank you for You're that, welcome. John. So yeah, we're kicking off pretty good today. How is everyone's day going?
Wonderful.
I've been bored all day.
Bored all day?
No, I didn't have work at all today.
John, what do you do?
So I do HVAC. I do residential HVAC, and we're in slow season right now.
You're one of my enemies, dude.
Yeah,
I'm an electrician.
Oh, spot.
I said,
and in this
kid.
Corner,
I'm like, fuck
we
this
have
kid.
A wiener.
Okay, Sparky.
In this corner, we have one ball.
What up, Backy?
He's just upset because Trey gets paid Mike Trout money.
Dude, HVAC gets paid pretty good money too if you get that license.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, what do you do?
That's a two chicks question. At once.
Always.
No, I'm an activity coordinator for people with disabilities.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the only men putting a real mark on the world.
Hey, dude, he watches
hey, man,
me on a daily
I
basis,
need lights
okay?
in my classroom. There's yeah. HVAC people who come to the class. Someone walks in there like, you went to a trade school? The fuck, freak?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
We're only intellectuals here.
We know
can you even
about.
Read?
What's reading?
Read.
Exactly.
That's, I don't read so good.
Gooey.
Mama says reading's for the devil.
No, but seriously, like I've seen pictures of Trey's textbook. Ugh.
Yeah,
it pretty, sucks.
It's pretty thick, bro.
What sucks is I
like with two C's.
What sucks is I could do his job better than him without the schooling. I guarantee it.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yes.
But you wouldn't be able to do it properly. So
yes, I know all. I know the codes. I've done it before.
But do you have?
What are we talking about
all
here?
Your calculations, because that's the important shit.
You're right.
Calculating age of consent.
When I'm doing my diagrams,
ramp.
You're right.
No, nah, right. Real life shit, bro.
Like the sand in the Hangover.
Yeah. I don't like to compare dick sizes, but if we got to, bro.
My flag, boy. So do your flag, flag boy. I'ma set your flag on fire.
I'm gonna stomp and stomp.
Speaking of Mike Trout money, what the fuck, man?
Dude, huge. That is a lot of money.
That was
whose
huge.
Dick does Trey have to suck for me to get that kind of money?
I don't know, man.
Robert Kraft's.
No, that's just if he wants to get off.
Yeah, that'll yeah. cost $15. Man.
That's recreational. That's not business.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Purely pleasure.
He was there for 15
Rob
minutes.
Manfred.
Dude, $430 million.
Upwards of $430. It hasn't even been confirmed yet.
So is that over the... How? Damn. What's the like... The years.
12-year, like... 430. Jesus. It's as it stands right now, it's $36 million a year, which is the most ever. Yeah. It's 3.5 million more than Nolan and $1.5 million more than Zach Greinke per year.
To quote Trey, baseball money is stupid.
I think it's the only sport where players actually get paid their worth.
That's a lot.
Really?
That's a lot of money, man.
That's a lot
of
money
to
do.
Because,
well,
America's
who
pastime
is paying this.
Well, think about it. So Forbes every year comes out with the actual evaluations of these players. So they did it. The last time I saw it was 3 years ago when LeBron was still in Cleveland. He was worth $1 billion to Cleveland. and made $27 million.
Yeah, well, the same argument can be used for college players.
Well, we're, if you want to have a whole podcast Zion. About the college, we can do it. Because I
will know fucking nothing.
I have so much issue with the fact that these players risk their financial well-being over stupid rules that have to play in college and make money for a university that they don't get paid to do.
I mean, they get paid, just not legally.
Well, look at a guy like Marcus Lattimore for South Carolina. The dude was going to be a top 10 overall pick in the NFL draft, was going to be set up for the rest of his life, blew out both of his knees in the last game of his collegiate career, now works as a coach.
Dude, what a tournament. What did he do in his life to piss God off so much?
There was a sniper in the stands.
But he's my
twofer.
He's my favorite example to bring up because that dude was ready to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Who isn't ready to make hundreds of millions of dollars?
Right.
I'd be down.
Okay,
be
so ready. He was not ready. He was going to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Fuck.
That's true. I worked with a guy over the summer, and he was a corner at a small-ass school here in Colorado. I want to say it's like CSU Pueblo.
Yep.
Like, weird-ass school.
Yeah, you better have ended that with Pueblo.
I was going to say CSU. Small? Woo! CSU?
No. I'm not that
Don't
dumb.
Make me
I'm dumb.
Get my
I'm
green shirt on.
I will fucking ram you with the horns.
We better not have any rams on this podcast. That's all I have to say. Because I'll quit.
Then quit.
Then quit.
Go State.
Go Cowboys. Sorry.
Ugh, go Cowboys.
Ugh. Go Cowboys. Powder River, Letterboxd.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that in a second. But
who wants to get into Wyoming? It's depressing.
Hold up. Save it for the next.
Are
segment.
You sure you want to save it for that? Because that's a lot.
But just to yeah.
Finish your story.
So he was a top corner at CSU Pueblo, and he ended up getting invited to the combine. And about a week before, during like a practice or something or drills, he tore an ACL and just got dropped. Like literally nothing. He plays in the semi pros for like the Denver semi pros. It's like the Thunderhawks or something like that. Thundercocks, something like that. He's quite good.
I think that's
but
a porno.
Yeah, it's both
Thundercocks.
How else do you think they get the funding?
That's
for their
how
uniforms?
I wish. That's why I wish the AAF gets bigger because I would love to see players go there instead of college. Because look at a guy.
I don't know, man. XFL is
like,
going to come out. What's going to happen?
Look at a guy like Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. You telling me that kid's not ready for the NFL right now?
No.
No, I think he still needs one more year. I think
he needs a year to grow, but I don't.
Yeah.
His skill level's there. I think his body's obviously not. But yeah, he doesn't need to be in college taking bullshit classes that he doesn't care about.
I think he should be in a development, but I don't think he himself personally would be ready for a payday or that type of play yet.
But they could do it. I want them to do it the way hockey and baseball do it. So you can draft a player and then let them go to college.
Let them develop.
You have their rights for 5 years.
Sounds like a whore, but yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Trey.
All right, come on. Come on,
that was good English. okay. So we're gonna jump into this next segment. We're gonna cover everything from
I'm white, I can't jump. So
I can jump.
I can't.
Jump around, John.
Jump around.
So we're going to jump into college talk, sports talk, just cover everything in there. We'll see you. Welcome back to Smack Talk 5280. Same guys that were here a second ago. Whoopie fucking
wow.
Go.
Just to I'd like to change my name. I'm Wade Wilson now.
Trey, what's your name now?
In what? In our league?
No. Yeah. Yes. Sure.
The Dirty Butt Fumblers. Come on.
Damn it. I knew it.
Come on. It's my favorite name.
An oldie but a goodie.
That's like my favorite name for fantasy teams.
I'm still sticking with my Midwestern Oak. That one's... I've got heart in that one.
Because of you, I realize every time I fucking say it at work too, and I say it to like inanimate objects as well. Mm-hmm. Like I'll run it. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I do it.
Are you from fucking South Dakota? All the time.
I like drop my drill and I go, oh,
oh the whole kit in here. Like, I dropped the whole kit and caboodle over there. Oh, get me a soda pop, maybe a can of soda. Soda?
You say soda or pop? You got to pick one, bud.
Oh, I spilled it all over my clothes. Oh, criminy. Shut the fuck up. Okay, no. All right. Random motherfucking cop. Okay, so I had.
Dude, your Packers I had no are turning problem. Around and flipping you off, Steven. They're like, fuck you.
I had no problem with the Cowboys. I was like, live and let live. You know, they were kind of an obnoxious team in the fucking 90s. And then, of course, through the like mid-2000s, I was like, I ain't shit. And then they show up. They get Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. I'm like, okay, whatever. Last year, pick up Amari Cooper. I'm like, that's good for them. I'm glad to see him out of the AFC West. Then they got to go snooping the fuck around Green Bay and taking the author of many a game-winning
Steven
touchdown.
Hates Snoop. Don't even get him started on Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop.
Oh, you just said you hate snooping, though.
Oh, he got you there, bud.
But it's just like, do we even get high, Steven?
What? Why? No. Why are you going to take the corn off the cob? That's what I'm saying. Like, why?
You're
why
not
you
even
going
to butter that cob anymore.
Hey, Steven, here's the problem. It's not even just what Dallas did. What the hell is Green Bay doing allowing everyone to leave?
They're, like, rebuilding for Aaron Rodgers like to win a Super Bowl.
Get rid of Aaron Rodgers, then, because you –
Yeah,
don't even put that on the airwaves.
The old Yeller treatment.
Yeah, come to Denver. Pull Peyton Manning. Come to
take him out back. Let him watch the sunset one last time.
He's like, why do you keep calling me?
He's holding a rat.
Shit.
Oh my god.
What an electric reference.
Oh my
there.
God.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Reed.
Oh Jesus! You make me happy,
Jenna. Completely different.
Like six different movie references in that last.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
Like Tropic Thunder,
lightning round. There's lightning round, but no, don't even put that on the airwaves. Let him retire.
He's not going to. I will bet you $10 right now.
Where do you think Jordy is going to go? He got released by.
Jordy's going to retire. Nobody's going
to
want him.
I think he's
nobody's
done.
Nobody's going to want him.
I think he's done.
He's like Wes Welker at this
if
point.
If Oakland releases you, come on.
CJ
hey,
Anderson.
Hey, yeah, CJ Anderson. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but LA Rams were
yo,
desperate.
Shout out to Blake fucking Bortles. Attaboy.
Yeah, he went to
Rams. He's backing off Goff.
He's jerking off.
Attaboy.
It's called living your dreams, dude. And like,
yeah, no,
being
I'm
a backup quarterback
him.
In the NFL has got to be the best.
No.
Oh, hands down.
Being a backup punter.
Yeah. Dude, that's so hard. That's why they only carry, you know, two kickers. Because they're like, fuck kickers. We don't need them.
Being a
hey,
punter's
are people
quarterback.
Too.
Dude, ooh. not if they miss, like, 25-yard field goals.
Squat. Be the scout team quarterback.
Yeah. Make $700,000 and get the fuck beaten out of you.
I'd be a Christ.
Yeah.
I'd. It's not a bad life.
I'd have a house thought at the time.
Mild CTE by the time I'm 28.
I already have that, but that's beside the point. So.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know if he has it, but.
So what are you guys thinking about the Tyreek Hill accusations?
Dude, if he really broke a 3-year-old's arm, let alone his son's arm, he's a piece of shit.
Fuck that.
I'm pretty sure he plays the Chiefs, so he's a piece of shit anyway. But.
I want the book thrown at him. Because let's not forget, the reason he was drafted so low is because he beat his pregnant fiance.
Yeah. He's a garbage.
Like,
garbage. Man.
He's one of the worst players.
A singular garbage.
He's one of the worst players in the league in terms of their attitude. And you know the Chiefs, after the Kareem Hunt thing, are going to do everything they can to keep Tyreek Hill. Because they can't lose both of them.
Well, I think in general, with all the defensive players that they just got rid of, and then you put this into account coming into the regular season, they don't have a lot of the crazy weapons that they had. That knocks them down a peg or two, regardless of having Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I just think at some point,
I bet Mahomes is into that.
Just don't put it in the dishwasher; he'll get pissed.
Why?
He'll melt, bro.
Well, what does that
I don't
have
know.
To
I
do?
Don't ask
it's
him.
Not dishwasher safe.
Okay. I'm just. What does
taking
that have
notes.
To do with him?
He likes to peg.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, sorry. We going dark here or what?
Sorry, we rack a discipline.
I'm so confused right now. Can someone explain to my fucking minuscule brain what you're
Cody
saying?
Cody made
what
a pegging reference when I said knocks him down a peg. And
what the fuck
it's
is
where
that?
Where your girlfriend puts a strap on and fucks you in the ass.
Yeah, terrible, terrible.
See, John knows.
He knows.
Thursday night?
Thursday night for you.
Thursday night for me? Just a old regular razzle-dazzle, as we call it.
That's why you're discounted. Damaged goods.
Yes. Damaged goods.
Kaylee's like loose butthole. Let me tell you.
Not my favorite.
Listen, not a big penis. Pretty, but you could fit an egg or a water bottle in there, depending
Whoa!
On the day.
Whoa!
I've decided from now on this podcast, I'm just gonna roast myself with you guys. It's more fun.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, fuck that Steven guy, right?
Yeah. Like fuck you,
bitch.
Fucking Steven, God.
That guy over there. I heard he a bitch.
I heard he ain't just a little one.
Yo, Trey and Zane on Facebook destroyed me about Fight Club and everything. So Quentin Tarantino announced his ninth movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, he didn't just announce it. He dropped a freaking poster.
Yeah, poster with what, Brad Pitt and fucking Leo.
Yeah, which
like,
means
so I share it. I'm like, you know what? I was like, this is going to be a pretty good movie. I'm interested in it. And then I just get fucking destroyed by Trey and Zane. Like,
I said, you can't even watch this shit until you watch Pulp Fiction or Fight Club. And he basically
said
Pulp Fiction. Off, bro.
Yeah. And then Zane was like, wait, who hasn't seen it? And then Trey tags me, and then it's just fucking murder.
Well, I thought of one more that you have to see if you're going to watch that movie. You have to see Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I've seen the first half hour, and then I fell asleep.
So you've
that's
seen
on
nothing
me.
Of it. It's like a three-hour movie. So you've seen
did he
like...
even take drugs? God.
Have he even met Margot Robbie yet? Jesus.
Oh, dude.
In Suicide Squad.
Don't get me. Don't even get me going, bro. She's
not,
just...
not the same.
The Duchess?
Not a great movie.
Get the fuck... Ugh. The Duchess is bae.
Especially in that movie.
Wait, I digress. What are we talking about, though?
Are we still talking about Wolf on...
Yeah,
Wolf
you wouldn't know, Steve.
Yes. Wolf of Wall Street?
The
yeah,
Wolf on
I know.
Wall Street? Yeah, the horror movie?
Yeah. The...
So Steven.
Yes.
We need to have a podcast where we force you to watch those movies Clockwork Orange style.
Movie
we'll
race.
Strap you down.
I haven't seen that movie open. Either. What does that mean?
What?
Oh my God. Never...
All right, we're gonna have to kill.
What Steven. Have you seen?
Fucking, I don't know. I've seen
the
movies.
Lego movie? I don't know.
Hell yeah! Everything is awesome.
Steven, you're just gonna.
Everything's
you should come over to my house.
Group.
You should come over to my house. I have 325 movies. You can just pick
Jesus
from there.
Fucking Christ. I'm going to pick some
I don't think Jesus has
shit.
More movies.
I don't think.
Bring him up.
Damn you.
Anyways, so I just want to give a shout out to the Colorado Rapids for finding a creative way to not win on
not
Sunday.
Win.
What happened?
Yes, fill us in.
So they were up. They were up from like the 50th minute on, and then they subbed in this player, Johan Blomberg, who my wife and I both fucking
I was
going to
say Johan is such a like hateable name. The Red Wings had a
Johan
Franzen, and he just.
Dude,
you ready for this? You ready for this? In 8 minutes, he got two yellow cards, so he got red carded, and they scored the game tying goal off of something that he got called for a foul on. In 8 minutes, he fucked up the whole game.
That's like a
that's almost
though,
impressive.
Right?
I was about to say that. That's,
that's like nice. Skill.
I'm not the only one who thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, it's real hard to be that disappointing. Trust me, I've tried. So, I mean.
Wah, wah.
Wah.
So, but not, that's all I wanted to say.
Not that great of a show.
Not that. Steven.
Are you talking about us?
I'm talking about. No, we're fucking electric, boys. I'm talking
about
The Simpsons.
That's your word.
I stole it. Nothing
we should make a t-shirt. That says electric.
Nothing
and Steven doing like a sideways cameo.
No, just electric with the Smack Talk 5280 thing underneath it.
Mm.
Do it.
And he's got to do, no, it has to have Steven doing finger guns.
Finger guns.
With smoke. I'm with that. Let's just have Steven doing finger.
Is that pegging?
The guns.
I'm still
I mean, if you want.
No, it's not pegging, Steven.
What about the Nuggets? Cody, you want to talk about the Nuggets?
Well, when they beat the Celtics the other night, they clinched.
God.
So they have the same record as the Golden State Warriors right now, who also clinched.
Yes.
But I digress.
Of course. No fucking shock there.
We're a game, we're tied with them, and we have a game left against them.
Man, I'm so happy for
To prepare for this part of the podcast, because I knew we were going to talk about the Nuggets, I was looking up recent highlights of the games, because I can't watch it, because I don't have any kind of TV besides, like, basic-ass digital sat, whatever. I have an antenna and then Netflix and Hulu. So I was watching... And that fucking insane buzzer beater against Dallas.
Oh, that was Jokic? Sick.
That was so
And can I just say, my favorite moment in almost any sport is that when the crowd reacts to just like a last second saving goal, whether that's
guys, we have breaking
whether that's
news.
In basketball or whatever.
Vontaze
breaking news.
To the Raiders.
Oh, no.
That's scary.
What'd you say, Steven?
Flacco, run!
What'd you say, Trey?
Dude, Vontaze Burfict to the Raiders.
Isn't that just the most perfect fit you've ever
heard? Yeah, dude.
Oh my.
Attitude says it all.
Well.
Oh my god.
Scary. But I mean, hey, the Raiders like getting 15-yard penalties, so and that's probably in his contract.
True.
He's got to get like 30 of them per year.
Oh my god.
There's like an extra like $15,000 in it if he
bonus.
You have to draw at least two flags a game for unsportsmanlike conduct. Dude, who would pick him up ever since the 2015 Pittsburgh fucking Cincinnati like wild card round?
That's
when he was just taking him out. Well,
yeah, 15-yard penalties for free. Here you go.
Yeah.
For free?
Also, let's not forget in that game that Joey Porter, the former CSU Ram, also started a fight on the field while as a coach.
As he should.
The Steelers.
Boy. We don't take shit from no one. Especially no coach ass bitch.
You guys suck. Oh, Avalanche just scored 1-0.
Wow, dude.
Whoa, I think you're behind because
they're playing Minnesota
too, and that happened. Like
it's going to be so fun when the Avs don't even make it in the playoffs.
Yeah, they won't.
Am I behind?
Yeah.
I am behind.
Because I'm like, Minnesota's
right.
Out
I was
of
a minute and a half.
Right.
Yep.
I was Trey, you're watching.
Behind. You were right.
Yeah, I want to see the Avalanche lose.
Against Minnesota? You can't even root for us against
no,
Minnesota?
No, Cody knows why. We had a conversation earlier.
If Satan was
they
playing the Avalanche,
Red Wings
I'd be like, get him, bud.
Say what?
I said, John, they are Red Wings fans.
Yeah, but Minnesota is Minnesota.
You know what? I do. I like the times that the Avalanche played Minnesota in the playoffs and got one and done by them. I thought Minnesota was
two times in
dirty,
a row.
But
hey, I don't.
But hey, I mean,
Ooh, Grubauer. Yeah.
Yes, crew power.
Just Grubauer.
I know. I said it. I said just fucking kidding.
Steven, you need to learn some
Steven, we can never tell with you.
True. Fair. That's
you
fair.
Need to learn other things besides what you know.
Football.
Yeah.
Football?
Like,
nah.
If you're going to host a sports podcast,
No. I don't need to know shit. I just fucking set up stuff
you're
and
a producer,
make
man.
Little limericks.
Steven's
yeah, I was
like,
I bibbity
with my boop, and then I, hey,
hippity bibbity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity
hoppity hoppity hoppity cut me real fucking deep there.
How deep? I want to know.
You could still feel things, Steven.
7 inches.
To be exact.
The size of the peg.
Oh, wow.
So, would you like to... Would you... Okay, so Cody, did you go to CSU?
Mm-hmm. For a year.
Ah. And what's the beef with Wyoming? Because, John, I obviously...
It's the border war.
Yeah.
That sounds so
Steven,
dirty,
though. So, here's the thing.
It does
here's
sound
the
dirty.
Thing. I didn't go to Wyoming. Ashley did.
Ah, that's true. You didn't.
But it's they're 40 miles away from each other. Like, it's they play in every single sport, and it's been a thing for
you know
years.
When you like, drive north and you're like, I should stop? That's when you're at Wyoming, and then you just turn.
So
see, when I hit...
The way they do it is, so, like, during the football games, they have something called the bronze boot.
It was worn by someone who went to CSU.
each school's ROTC program runs to the border to hand it to each other. Like, it's a huge thing. I think it's a bigger rivalry than CU.
Dude, just the CU-CSU rivalry is...
Oh, I don't know about that. There's not. There's never been a riot that broke out.
CU whips CSU's ass.
Yeah, well, yeah. It needs. I want it to be like back in the day.
Yeah, but if Wyoming ever played CU, it'd be a shit show. Same thing.
Yeah, they do in basketball and beat them every year.
I'm not talking about basketball.
I know it. It's because they don't. They don't play them in non-conference, which I think is.
Yeah, the basketball up here sucks.
But
the only
good
basketball team around here is CU.
CU is good.
It's
true.
Wyoming sucks so bad this year.
I went to Berthoud today. What's it called?
Berthoud.
Berthoud. Berthoud. Yeah, I went to that.
You went to that.
Yeah,
it's by Greeley.
It's a nice little town. It's
kind of. It's closer to Longmont, really.
Yeah,
it's a little bit past Longmont. It's a nice little town. Picked up some boxes.
Bodies.
Back.
Why didn't you say hi, Steven? I live right by there.
He's a dick.
You do?
Dude. He hates us.
I live in Westminster, dude.
Oh, well, I didn't fucking know. I had a very annoying person in the truck with me today, and God forbid anyone from my work is listening to this podcast, but if you are, you know who
you know,
is.
You piece of shit.
Wow, man, you're just going to assume his pronoun?
That's what we do.
Fair argument.
So,
nice segue. Solid segue. I'm trying to think. See, I just keep up on the football. So what's going on in hockey?
Nothing. Besides you don't care about hockey until the playoffs.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Nobody pays attention to the
couple more weeks.
That's not true.
How are your Wings doing?
Shut the fuck up.
Trying to get a good draft pick, dude. Let us do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're worse than the Avalanche this year.
Hey man, are they? For how bad we are, the Avs only have 4 more wins than us right now.
Who's the number one team right now?
The Lightning.
Isn't it Tampa Bay? Yeah.
They clinched it.
They just got the President's Trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
you get a trophy?
Yeah, for winning the regular season. Most points.
For the most points.
I got it.
They have 116
it's a curse, though.
Points.
It's a
and
curse.
And then the next team
116?
Yeah. And the Bruins are the next closest team to them. They have 95.
It's a curse, though. Everybody who wins the President's Trophy, mostly.
Out in the first or second round.
The only exception, really, was like the Capitals. Last year.
Avalanche.
Avalanche.
Yeah, the Avalanche did it back in 96.
Mm-hmm. And 2001, both cups.
Hey.
I don't think they won the President's Trophy in 2001.
I'll look it up. But yeah, I think they did. Oh, here's some news. The Cardinals are meeting with Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I seen that.
Do you see him going first overall?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Is there a good argument for him actually deserving that?
Because of his talent. That's the only reason.
I just don't get how you don't go after Bosa.
You do?
I think you do hard.
See, I was talking about White, like that corner.
White.
I don't know. What are you talking
about, name?
White?
I was like, wait.
Hey,
how do you describe
don't
him?
Assume my color. I'm an olive, thank you.
Do you wish you were that tan?
God. Just wait. Bronze gets real.
You're like, I get tan in shadows. I don't know.
T-shirt time or something.
I put my cigarettes in my sleeve. I turn around. I'm fucking tan. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
God, I wish I was that Italian.
You can be that Italian.
President's Trophy, Colorado Avalanche in 2001. Nice.
Damn, you got fact checked.
They did it twice.
Nice.
Cool. We're not doing shit now, are we? That was one of the most deflating things for, like, when the Avs made the playoffs for the first time in a very long time, and then they just got fucking walloped in the first round.
Well,
kind of like what happened to the Rockies last year. That was really upsetting, too. Yo, I love
Don't talk about Milwaukee around me right now.
Hey, that's the fucking Milwaukee.
I just think the only problem with the Avalanche is they don't know how to build properly, and they have been struggling to build for several years.
Yeah. That's true.
They've had some key pieces that they've just either failed to build around and didn't use in proper time for trade bait, really. And now they still – I think they would be so much better off if they focused on building around McKinnon.
Yeah, that's a big name around here. God, I don't know shit about hockey.
Yeah, you need to
learn.
I know.
You have some homework for the next podcast.
I have homework for every podcast. I just kind of bullshit my way through and Google fucking things.
No way.
Right at the beginning.
I went to high school with you. You're telling me what?
Steven bullshits?
What?
Steven human
shits,
too.
That's a solid 2.6.
Hey, you were close to me at 2.85.
2.6. Hey,
graduating is graduating.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I got the fucking trophy. I got the diploma.
You got the trophy,
I got it.
Dude.
You got the and trophy. And I got out.
I didn't get a trophy. What yeah, fucking trophy was this?
Was I asleep?
Yeah. I didn't get my name engraved Cody. On it.
Come on.
So anyway.
Oh, yeah. He got the trophy because he got the threesome belt.
He dropped
whatever.
It
nope. Mm-hmm. Never done that.
I think
nope.
Am I the only one who has here?
I don't want to talk about
no.
it.
No. There's no fucking way. With these two guys? Are you kidding me? There's so no way.
I have the belt then?
Sure, man.
Sure. Whatever helps you sleep.
Yeah.
I can call my witness.
Wait, just Jesus, please comes don't. Out of nowhere and she's like, we're going to sit down today.
You hear the phone ring. John, look, you... Auntie, hello?
Oh, my God. That's fucking rough. That's
nasty. Just
nasty. Fucking John, you're the only one that's locked down a woman for life.
Good
so
for you, dude. No, good for you, though.
Yeah.
This year will be 6 years of marriage, 10 years since our first date. I mean,
damn. Yeah. And wait, how old are you, dude? You're 26, right?
26.
Dang. That's. Yeah.
We got married 3 days before I turned 21.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
Dang. Like, good for you, though.
Put it this way. When I was first dating Ashley, Steven was dating Paige.
Wow. Yuck. Steven, what's been your
we had English together.
Now, not to when I say yuck, I'm not insulting any girl.
Yes, you like are. That.
I'm saying yuck because high school Steven was not a fun.
What do you mean?
High school Steven says he went to school.
High school
Steven
was
so
lit.
He can get good looks.
High school Steven was a fucking baby.
No, what?
Yes.
Babies
John.
Don't yes. drink excessively.
I didn't drink a set.
Oh yeah.
You drank a couple worse. Times.
A couple.
A day. Even,
there's,
you there's had a lot times. Of needle work done, and by that I mean tattoos, and not a baby.
Sounded
does
like
that.
Fucking.
Yeah, that's why like I had heroin. To clarify.
You think we'd rat you out
AIDS.
Like that?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, but all that. But all that happened. All that. Cody.
All that happened after I was with him with his first tattoo.
Yeah, it
did
was. I almost passed. I almost passed the fuck out, dude.
He did.
Almost did.
There was a 5 second period where I was kind of worried that I maybe should let him get the tattoo.
Oh, God. I didn't. Okay, so that's kind of fun. I didn't know what to expect. Like most people's first tattoo, obviously, you're not going to walk in there knowing. And so didn't eat because I was nervous. Didn't really drink water. Sat down, and the sensation was so. Different than anything I'd ever felt. It like I almost felt like I was going into shock, and I was getting woozy, lightheaded. I could barely hear anything, and I told him I had to like take a break, and so we took a break and all that
where
kind
was
of crap.
It at?
I had like a Mountain Dew.
It was where USA Tattoo off like 58th and Garrison. Yeah. You know, we're like
fucking John.
Yeah. So tell him what your first tattoo was.
And where it was located.
A penis.
I wish
you well.
It's worse than
you
that.
Can't tattoo so, one of those on. Believe
be
me.
Yeah.
The penis would be better.
So
this.
On my right, like top,
right shoulder,
a little bit below. Do I really have to?
Yes. Yeah.
So being into the metal music, I've got the word mosh, but the guy didn't pull the H up, so it looks like mossin'.
No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets. Yeah. It is going.
How much
to be
did it cost?
That. Like fucking $40 or
see,
something.
See,
there's
like your
that. Issue. Wasn't much.
Yeah.
No. The guy's shop minimum was 80, but he did it for 40 because he had done mine.
Yeah.
And Jody's, so I knew the guy.
There was homies. Yeah. It was the homie hookup.
It's like, yeah, no, man, we don't do stick and poke around here, bro. Come around back.
Hey, I'd like to think that I did kind of turn it around, and you know, now like when I get a tattoo, minus what I got across my chest, I don't flinch. I don't wince. I just fucking. I like take it like a man. Like I got my hands done and my neck done and all that shit.
Can I also say fuck you for having more tattoos than me?
I fucking went nuts. Okay, like it was like I need to get all of them done and right the fuck now, or I'm gonna like back out of my original plan to become.
I have 7, and I'm mad about that.
I think I have like 16, 17, something like that.
Yeah, but so... you have like big pieces, you dick.
You know what big pieces mean, right, Dan?
Small pieces.
Yeah, he's compensating for something.
If you say,
unfortunately, I know that's a lie. Unfortunately,
uh-oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
That's another story.
So before you start that one, I just want to chime in and say,
No, we don't have
funny.
To start it.
No, we're starting. But Steven, I want your thoughts right? on this, Steven. It says, right. Randall Cobb from going from Aaron Rodgers to Dak Prescott.
Don't care.
Crashing
nope,
a 2019 Ferrari and your insurance company replacing it with a fucking Honda Civic.
At least you have insurance.
Yeah. At least. They're like, it's total, but we can give you $2.
Did you just fall
Did
down?
Someone just...
I yeah. think we had a stroke or something.
Life alert.
Yeah.
Life alert.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Please help.
So what's next, Steven? What's the next
Jesus,
segment?
Did someone just have a stroke, though?
Yeah.
I smell burnt toast.
Ooh.
The next segment is not the topic that you want me to say.
on this hour, it's Steven's dick talk.
On this episode of Steven's dick talk, we shall be talking about the left hemisphere's vein and why it is so enlarged.
I just bullshitted.
So, you should get that checked out, dude.
Somebody's got to come back to this.
I know a guy that can check you out, bro.
I'm not saying he's certified, but...
Yeah. I'm not saying you have to travel to Mexico or nothing, but...
But you are.
Grubauer. Grubauer!
Is that his name? Grubauer?
No, he's masturbating to the thought of Grubauer, and that's him arriving.
Grubauer. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Grubauer!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. No.
That's what she said.
So, Cody, how was your trip to Utah? How was your snowboarding trip?
Good, man.
Yes, Cody, distract us with your talk of Utah.
Yes.
Tell us it was good, man. Oh, they're everywhere.
Bonnets and everything.
They're like lizards in human skin. You'll never know until
Did
it's
you
too
know
late.
That the way they number their blocks is how far away you are from the temple?
Wait, what? Wait, say
the
that
whole
one more time.
Place is weird, dude.
So you know how you...
They number their cocks?
Yeah, they really ruined it because they think it's like... They think it's supposed to be like Eden.
Yeah.
It's like a sacred land.
Yeah, supposedly to them, Utah is sacred.
Yeah. I know about that.
Well, Jackson, Missouri is supposedly the Garden of Eden, but yes.
God, those sick fucks thinking Missouri is the Garden of Eden. They obviously had never been out of sight of Missouri.
So, was it just... So what brought you to, or what convinced you to go to Utah for snowboarding instead of Colorado?
Park City. It's a better mountain. What's that? A different ski mountain. It's owned by Vail, but it's just a different mountain that has a bunch more places to go.
No avalanches going on. That's why you went there.
Jesus yeah, Christ. Dude.
Left that shit's that scary.
Yeah, you literally missed that whole fucking thing.
I mean, I didn't miss it because I was snowboarding in it in Utah, but.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't as bad there as it
didn't
was
have to drive
here,
it.
Was it?
And the wind wasn't as bad, but it still snowed, like, all day.
Damn.
Which didn't suck. It's like the one time you want snow.
Yeah.
Someone, who's ringing
it? Oh, I thought you were having sex with your dog again, and that was his caller, Steven.
No. I'm checking my pulse.
That's your pulse, dude?
No. No stroke this time. Yeah, that's my fucking... Doctor takes stethoscope up. We're going to have an issue
here,
buddy.
Have you been eating Tinker Toys, or...
Steven, Pegs. How many times do I have to find a dildo in your ass?
It's like Scrubs, he finds the light bulb.
It's like your colon had a good idea.
Either this kid has a light bulb up his butt or his colon had a great idea. That's my show. You know, a lot of people have like The Office and stuff like that. That's for me, it's Scrubs.
Steven,
and it
you know I
be
love Scrubs. And Cody knows he loves Scrubs too.
It's my favorite show of all time.
Eagle!
It's Sky Love.
It's Sky Love between two guys.
Rowdy.
That needs to be somewhere else.
Rowdy.
Yeah, fucking. Rowdy, no!
No! Get off the couch, Rowdy.
Oh my god. What, okay, what's your guys' go-to TV show? Like, your favorite of all time? If you could only watch... Well, I shouldn't say if you could only watch one on repeat.
Can I give a top three?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay. Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Scrubs.
Hey.
And right now, The West Wing.
West Wing.
Never seen it. Cody.
What's up?
He's measuring shit over there.
Top three TV shows.
How I Met Your Mother, The Office, and I don't know. I'd probably have to say, like, I like Game of Thrones.
Dude, Game of Thrones is lit.
Like, one of those like shows you can't stop thinking about. Like, you're at work and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Game of Thrones is so good.
I should probably watch more than the first season.
Oh, yeah. You should. You definitely
The first
should.
Season
so,
sucks.
So, I had kind of an interesting situation with that show because I went over to a friend's house and they were watching an episode and they're like, yeah, you won't understand.
Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, so his dad came downstairs and he had this video camera and like, I didn't know.
He was like, we're going to film our own version of Game of Thrones.
Game of Bones.
He's like, you know how they have a brothel there? Well, this
fighting for the throne of bone.
Yeah. They're like, the wieners are coming.
You want to see how Jon Snow is made? I'll show you my White Walker.
I'll show you why they call me the imp.
I'll show you why they call me Littlefinger. <Yeah.
laughs> I'll show you my moon door, okay? Just...
Hodor.
Insert funny Game of Thrones sex reference here.
Yeah.
But yes. So I went over to his house, and then he turns it on, and I'm watching it. And I mean, I assume you guys are all current.
No.
Yes.
No? Okay. I'm ready. Well, current as up to season four.
No. Well,
so...
Let's stop talking.
So, John, I just want to tell you this. I saw this
That was my first episode.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
All they said...
And then I watched the first season.
...was that the battle that's coming up. And this season is going to be the longest episode to date of Game of Thrones.
Oh, my
and
God.
I am so excited.
What is the longest episode so far?
Like 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jesus the Battle Christ. Of the Bastard last season, that battle was amazing. So I can only imagine how great this one's
going
to be.
What if he doesn't write an ending? And it just keeps going.
He didn't. The problem is they're off of George R. R. Martin. He's not part
of
this.
He's not current now. They don't have the battle.
Yeah, so he has his own books coming out, but the books are separate.
Yeah, which makes me like, I hope they keep it.
Floppy
wieners, I know they're
Trey.
Different. Oh, dude, big floppy wieners.
Floppy wiener, floppy wiener, floppy wiener.
And he pulls his wiener
out. Floppy wiener.
Oh, dude, so if we're going to get down to it, Steven, Game of Thrones is my number one show right now. Saturday Night Live is my second favorite show of all time. And I got to rep American Dad.
Wow, you liberal.
Hey!
Oh, I forgot one. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Should probably watch that show too.
You know what I love is History Channels. They do those like little docuseries on like how many Jews Hitler killed.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Cody's and like good watch.
No, I love World War II shit. I just do.
Me too. No, dude. I'm pretty close. I won't say exactly, but I'm pretty close to book smart on World War II.
I love.
I fucking find everything fast, like everything about it fast.
Steven, you love my grandpa.
Whoa.
Well, not that.
Yeah, he did.
Whoa. All right, Steven, Cody! I knew it was coming.
Yeah, so did he.
Oh!
Come sit next to Grandpa.
Come on, sit here.
Give it to me,
my paratrooper days.
Give it to me like 1946. Like, no. My favorite, so it's hard to pick a top three because, wow.
Well, number one is Scrubs. The other two. We all know this.
So first and foremost will be Scrubs forever. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to probably throw, funny enough, Riverdale.
Yes.
It's only been on a short run. And
KJ
then,
Apa makes that whole show.
I've never seen
Cole Sprouse is pretty good.
Cole Sprouse, dude, his Twitter is fucking amazing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would probably put Supernatural at three.
Oh my God, just, yes,
ooh.
I'm with that.
Thank
too.
You.
Are you?
Thank
are you,
you
Sam or Dean though?
Dean. Oh, dude, I'm fucking.
I like
you
Sam
know Garth.
Now. Yeah,
you know
you
Garth.
Like, you like the skinny weirdo Garth? Yeah.
No, that's who I am in the show. If I had to pick, Dean, I've liked Dean. My favorite's Cass.
Yeah.
Because
no, I don't like Castiel, the new Castiel. He's just so boring.
He is very boring.
He's like a parent.
Hey, I'm not caught up. Stop
I was about
talking.
To say, if you guys aren't current, the fuck, not the last episode, because I haven't caught up on last week's, but the one before that was a
I'm just a season behind.
banger.
Because I don't like watching them live on TV.
Seasons behind.
You know, the CW app gets it the day after.
No, I know.
And it's completely free.
Like going all at once.
Purge.
I like paying for my content. Okay, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he still gets Hustler.
Yeah, I still have the weekly subscription
for the articles.
Yeah.
Only just for the ads
for the porn.
They have a joke section.
Obviously, you've never had a Playboy.
Do you even have you watched Friends?
Clearly.
Dude, yeah. Growing up, one of my best friend's dad literally had a weekly subscription, and we thought we were cool because we were stealing like the weeks before, and he still knew we were stealing them. But
no shit.
Yeah. Dude, this guy had like his one side of his garage completely closed off because it was filing cabinets of Playboys, and I'm like, I think you have a problem, dude.
No, that my they were grandpa, Polaroids of the dead girls he's killed.
Oh my god. My grandpa on my dad's side had every issue up to 2009, including the elusive Marilyn Monroe one.
He cut a lot of holes in those. Meryl Dude, how many pages are stuck together?
Look at that spread. They had to make double wide cover because her tits all the way on her knee.
It's called the nursing home edition.
Oh. Beyond the grave.
Trey's grandpa.
Oh, dude. Trey's... No.
Thoughts from beyond the grave.
God rest his soul. God rest his soul. What
I love how
man.
We didn't get like any comments, by the way.
Oh, on our post?
Yeah, never. We got Zane talking about Mike Trout.
We got like four people that and give then, a shit right now on social media.
Then, like then Josie had to be a dick.
We need people what? To actually.
What did Josie post?
Oh, you didn't see? Oh, it's on mine.
Steven, start plugging for us so people know where to leave us info.
He wants us to talk about Langley's move to wide receiver.
Oh, good for him.
Terrible move. Okay. That's all I have to say.
I have to say about that is Stokely is such an asshole. He like is so negative. About
are you talking about
shit.
Stokely Brandon like Stokely. Stokely 60 yards like that Stokely
we're talking about the dude whose best friend is Peyton Manning.
I wish Peyton Manning was my best friend.
Are you really best friends if you don't ever see each other?
I never see you guys and you guys are my
best
friend.
At least we talk on the phone.
Yeah,
true.
We still send each other nudes. All right,
Trey, I thought that was just me, man. What the fuck?
Oh, I thought it was a community thing. Sorry, guys. The picture I just sent you.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the picture. Thank God.
I thought you were going to say Randall Cobb.
No, when Trey said the picture, I kind of zoned out for a minute, and I didn't know he was making a joke, so
I immediately went
to the group chat and looked for a picture, and I was like, oh.
I just sent a picture to the group chat, so.
Is it a POV?
No, I'm not disappointed anymore.
No, it's not POV.
Dude, why would you want, like, I'm just thinking about this for Randall Cobb's sake. Why do you want to go to a fucking team that picked up Jason Witten in the offseason? Like, what the
fuck? So being a Packers fan, he was injured last year and his productivity's dropped. I think it was more
like
a
middle-aged.
Listen, okay, as a mother.
I did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Manage him.
But I don't know. I feel like that he, I think they didn't really want him in Green Bay anymore.
So. Oh, yeah. Age is a factor there, I think.
Steven, it sounds like you're standing in an empty pool.
I know.
Yeah, I can hear myself. It's not great. So this would be a good time. We're going to take our first break and probably our only break because knowing technology, I'll get booted off for about 7,000 minutes. So join us back after a word from our sponsor and we'll get back into it. Welcome back to Smack Talk 5280. Thanks for the behind the scenes countdown, Trey. Fucking
yeah, man. I got an edumacation.
Edumacation.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of an interesting thing. Have any of you guys tried out Anthem yet? That video game?
No, I haven't.
I heard that it has caused consoles to completely crash, so I'm like scared.
That's kind of I've been avoiding it. One, because I don't need another video game to suck me in.
That's what she said.
I need another video game to suck me off. I've been quite devoid of video game life since beating Kingdom Hearts 3, so I just jumped right back into Fallout 4, started a new save file, just going through the rounds. The good old days. But I heard Anthem was just a massive fucking flop, and that kind of I was doing a little bit of research.
More than Fallout 76?
No. That was a complete. That might ruin Bethesda for the next few years. Basically, they're going to have to push up their releases if they want to have a chance of salvaging.
I think that might have killed Fallout, which it should have been done after the last one, not 76.
Holy.
Oh. I don't know if I agree with that.
Hey, real quick. Somebody just broke down the numbers on Mike Trout. You ready for this?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
He'll make $222,222 per regular season game, $66,000 per at bat, $25,000 per inning,
holy
and
fuck.
$1,600 per pitch for the next 12 years.
It's still not Bill Gates money, but fuck yeah, dude. Like, fuck yes.
To hit a baseball.
Yeah.
He gets like $8,000 for shit.
I was going to say, I wonder how much he gets for sleeping.
Or not.
Just that $16,000, $1,600 per pitch is insane.
Wow. I wish I could make that.
His game check, getting $222,000 a game?
You know how many cheeseburgers that is?
I was about to ask, what would you guys do with that money? And then Trey answered it.
I'd have a music studio in my house.
Yeah, we wouldn't be recording on this platform.
We'd all be meeting together.
Right. We'd be flying over traffic in helicopters to go three blocks, all right?
Some Robert Kraft shit.
Yeah. going to the Orchid of Asia type Robert Kraft shit, or winning Super Bowl type Robert Kraft shit.
Oh my!
They kind of go hand in
hand. The Cowboys have Tavon Austin too,
or hand and penis.
Yeah, they do.
And Michael Gallup.
They've got some key pieces, but I mean, like, and then you see Jason Witten, and you're like, really?
He wasn't. Here's the problem: when he retired, he still had a great season.
I know, but if he's gonna be like, why do you retire to come back like that? Like, he's not Brett Favre.
I'm going to tell you why he retired and came back to football. It's because he sucked in the booth.
He had CTE just bleeding out the mouth.
He's not Tony Romo, that's for sure.
No. Yeah. Tony Romo got all the gifts there.
Well, we all knew Tony was smart. I knew he was going to be a great announcer. It's the same reason Peyton Manning would kill as an announcer.
I'm going to have to
pay to listen to Peyton Manning shit on ESPN. It's a subscription.
Oh, I know. I have that subscription.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's $5 a month, dude.
Oh, yours is $5? Dude, mine's $2.99.
Oh, do you have the student discount or what?
I do have the student discount.
That's why.
Yeah, I'm cool
The fuck? What's going on? Is he just talking into a mic?
Dude, he breaks down, like, during the football season, like, he'll break down quarterback play and, like, offensive plays, and it's just, it makes my mind come.
Kobe Bryant does the same thing for basketball, and that was phenomenal, too.
We're talking about 24 Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. No, we're talking about 8 Kobe Bryant.
Come we're on. Talking about 8, so we're getting dirty.
Yeah.
All right, I like that Kobe before he did certain things.
He never, ever did that. You know,
alleged! Alleged.
I think he had sex with that girl. That girl wanted money, and
I want money. Who doesn't want money? So I believe that. Like,
because think about it. She showed up at the investigation with her panties with 9 different semen samples. I'm sorry.
She's wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey. You know, she's like, "Payday, motherfucker."
What's funny is his semen didn't match any of the ones on the panties.
She's got like a scrapbook. All right, this one looks good enough. We're gonna, planted.
Imagine the police officers jerking off on random panties.
We're gonna frame this rich black
fucking Kobe Bryant. Fucking blew my goddamn fuck.
Well, you guys,
that's anger. Come, those kids are like.
I don't know how many of you guys remember
all redheads.
How much hated Kobe was in Denver.
All Wyoming kids.
Oh, dude,
don't you dare.
That's the only circumstance. It's okay.
You're right. They don't have to be related.
To change your number and still play in a sport.
Fucking Cody just sawing people down over here.
Hey, man, it's not my fault. The tallest building in Wyoming is their dorm.
Yes, it is. Downey Hall. You are exactly right. It also only has one escalator in the whole state.
I don't want a fire to happen there.
There's one Qdoba in the whole place. Oh. And it's not even in Laramie,
it's in Cheyenne.
It's in Cheyenne.
That sounds.
There's also only
slow clap.
There's one Panda Express.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, John. Every time you were staying up in Wyoming, and you'd be like, "You should come up." I'm like, "Yeah, I should."
Just remember, I was an alcoholic when I lived up there, so all I did.
You got
was
it.
As all you
guys have
is
out there is hills and wind.
And cousins.
Drink,
and cousins,
yeah. Drink I did, drugs and have sex. That's all you can do in Wyoming.
Did you drink the drugs?
Sound like that bad
did you
time.
Drink the drugs?
I drank the drugs yes. and sex the drink. So.
Yeah.
<man. laughs> I drank walks by you.
She's going
to
get this long.
Trey and Cody, you don't know my wife. Steven does. She doesn't party.
Yeah.
Do anything.
Oh, really? So she didn't go. Wait, did she go to Wyoming with
does
you?
She sling?
No, she doesn't do anything like, at all. So
the TV show.
I told her I would do her drinking for her.
So, oh, dude, you fucked up.
Pretty much.
Or did he? I've been to Wyoming once for work. We packed up a family that was going from obviously Wyoming, the base that's in fuck, it's like right out across the border, pretty much. Yeah, the one base out there.
Looking and, for Tatiana.
Yeah, and they were going from Wyoming to Kuwait, and I was like, "So, you kind of nervous?" And he goes, "You know, my wife gets deployed a lot, so we've kind of moved around a little bit." And he goes, "But I honestly feel safer in Kuwait." And I was like, "Is the crime bad out here?" And he goes, "No. Have you ever been to Wyoming?" And I was like, "No, this is my first time." And he goes, "Yeah, the fucking wind will fucking murder you before anyone else will get close."
And before the reason that they say that Wyoming is so windy is because Colorado blows. That's their go-to.
So
I don't think that's true.
Steven, there was one day I was delivering sandwiches for Jimmy John's up there, and it was -54.
Slinging the bread!
He's Italian. Bread gets him going.
Yeah, it does.
It vinegar. Was -54 with wind chill.
Yikes.
Who wants to habitate hard, like that place?
Hard pass.
Yeah.
Habitat?
Their college,
is that type of fish?
That's how in Colorado?
Yeah, but I mean, like, they
you
have
pay for what
to
you
make
get.
It cheap there because, like, who wants to go there?
Because they also have more benefactors that help there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They have to make it to where people are like,
yeah, but
go
you
to
go
Wyoming.
Up to Wyoming on a visit and you're like,
it's like people
where's
that
everybody
go to
at?
In South
and they're
Dakota.
Like,
where
is
everything?
This is everybody, and they're like, man, today's windy, and they're like, no, like. Yeah, I guess.
No,
it's the crazy saddles back in the day, man. Just a bunch.
And then
of
they're like, yeah, we know when we drove up here through Colorado that really looked nice, but this is Wyoming.
I like flat.
So yeah,
I will
right.
say.
Insult
I will
Wyoming
say.
All day. All right.
No, no, no. I'm about to drop a compliment. So when we were going into Wyoming, we crossed the border and we had to stop at the weigh station and everything with our truck, and we get out and there's like
they
four
did that
or five
to weigh
people
the girls
set up.
There.
Oh my god!
Anywho,
there was like four or five tables set up, and people were grilling. I was like, "Oh, okay, this is a weird spot to grill, but whatever." So we go in, we get our wait ticket, we get our, what is your business in Wyoming? I'm like, "What the fuck do you think? We're movers. We're gonna go grab someone." And
you kidding me? People want to leave.
Oh my god! But so we come back out and they're like, "Hey, have you guys got a free burger and hot dog and all that stuff?" And they just literally gave us like four or five fucking steaks.
Oh, Steven, we have breaking news! We just have big breaking news.
What?
The Rams just made a big move. The Rams just signed
what the Rams
Clay
do.
Matthews to a 2-year deal.
I don't give a shit about that. Good luck, Clay.
Oh,
have
wow.
fun in L.A. Good job for you, buddy.
Wow, dude.
All right.
Big time.
Dude, that flow is going to do great in
the
LA.
The 2 years up to 16 and a quarter, three-quarter mil.
Oh, man. So
the Cali guys back out in Cali.
He's
Southern
probably
Southern
really
Cal.
Happy about that.
So Green Bay is going to finish 3-13.
Hey. Woo! We have a couple of we have two Smiths and an Amos.
Three
It'll
whole
go,
wins.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
They're going to finish so bad that Minnesota's going to take it easy on them.
I don't know. Do you guys think Aaron will like at least get like five wins?
No. Detroit's going to beat them twice.
I'm not going to stand for this fucking
I always
slander.
Root for Aaron Rodgers regardless because I think Aaron Rodgers is the man.
Okay.
So barring John, he's because he's biased.
Dude, I'm not biased. What? I'm being honest.
I after all those three state commercials,
three wins.
That's all he's gonna get next year.
That's all they're gonna look at their team, or lack thereof.
But Aaron, you gotta like the for what is Aaron Rodgers at face value? You gotta
he's gonna get hurt. Like, what he has no offense.
Put money on it. Over or under three.
What do you mean? Take okay. Over. Hold up. Before you fucking make these slanderous accusations. Aaron Rodgers, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever set foot on the
one Super Bowl.
Devontae Adams, still an incredible. Oh, okay. Devontae, I didn't have a comeback for that one. Devontae Adams, one of the best wide receivers, most productive in the league, can fucking catch almost anything. Great route running, great speed, great vertical, good hands. You've got two promising rookies. I'll give you that. The rookies aren't rookies. Okay.
Who
you got
else?
Kumerow, who was a preseason darling, got injured, came back.
What about their offensive line, Steven?
We still got the bases of Bakhtiari and Bulaga. We're going to do fine there. We signed Billy Turner, who, yes, in Denver, he was kind of eh, but he's a versatile player that can shift between guard and tackle just fine. We've got Aaron Jones that's, you know, just no big deal. Led the fucking league in yards per attempt last year.
Yes, he did awesome.
Great player.
Last year. And thank God.
Jamal Williams is great.
Team, he did great.
Yeah. Jamal Williams is a great straight down the barrel runner. Still has elusiveness to him. We also signed Bibbs, who if
Capri
you guys don't
Bibbs
remember
for CSU. Yes.
Yep. We signed him. He's going to be a Packer next year. For tight end help, I ain't got shit to say. We got to look for the draft. Jimmy Graham,
is
not great.
Still a free agent, guys.
I think he'll only play with Oakland or he'll retire.
I was going to say Green Bay would be great for him.
He will never play in Green Bay.
I know,
but then you look at the defense. Yeah, a little bit of holes.
Little bit.
I can't say much about the D line. Mike Daniels, fucking super Saiyan.
Take off say the green and yellow glasses, Steven.
No. Green and yellow is on. The cheese is on. We've got two.
Look at your offensive line the last three seasons. Look how many games Aaron Rodgers has missed.
I'm gonna let you finish.
With LaFleur. Yeah, LaFleur. I give them a little bit of credit on the offense for what's about to happen. They know it.
No, hold on. Defense did upgrade. Let's not forget that. The defense did upgrade. Those two edge rushers, one from the Redskins, Preston Smith, Desarius Smith from Baltimore. He had 8.5 sacks last year. Pretty good. Granted, new to the system. I'm going to give that kind of a We've got a good inside linebacker with Blake Martinez, you know, has led the whole team in tackles for the past 2 years. Then we've got Fackrell that ripped off fucking three sacks games last year. Then you jump to the secondary, which was last year undisciplined, injured.
Take a breath, Steven.
No!
Steven, there's some water, hopefully, within grabbing reach, and you can take a squiggle of that squiggle.
Hey, Steven, if you're so set on it, I'll bet you right now, $5, that they don't win more than five games.
$5, that's candy money.
Okay. No, Cody, it's about what I can afford, buddy. By the way, I still owe Cody $5 for the Super Bowl. Don't you worry. I still remember.
Dude?
You got to hit Mason up.
Mason.
Basically, I'll end it like this. I see an improved Packers personnel department. There's still some glaring holes. Aaron Rodgers has not played up to snuff the past couple of years, both because of injury and also because I think he was rushing to get the ball out
terrible
and trying to put the entire
play.
Team on his
terrible
back.
Line play.
So they're going to complement him with a solid running game that is actually going to give more than 10 carries a game. And we're going to buckle down. That secondary was promising, but young. So I'm saying absolute floor for the Packers, an 8-8 season.
So Steven, if you were to be in the Packers
locker room,
right
the
now.
Broncos couldn't even go 8-8 this year.
That's the floor for the 2019 to 2020 Packers. Floor is going to be 8-8, and if not, I will eat my fucking words and
it's pay another $5.
It's another $5.
I think their ceiling is 7 games.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I think their ceiling is 7, and I'm not saying that with any hate.
I think we
them.
Need to have a bet between you guys.
We do
this.
Have a bet.
We do have a bet.
But I mean, like, a physical, like something meaningful.
Yo, because that worked out so well last time. I got a fucking concussion, bro.
Like, hey, go big or go home, dude.
Yo, he got knocked the fuck out.
Chris Rock over here.
That was Chris Tucker, not Chris Rock. Come on, get your stoner movies right.
At the same time, Chris Rock did say it in the Longest Yard remake.
Yeah,
so.
But you took that from Chris Tucker. Name the movie. Somebody in here.
Damn! He ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3. I don't know.
Friday.
You're asking
Friday.
Me. Funny enough, I've seen
it's from Friday,
Friday four
it's
times.
The very end when Ice Cube knocks out Debo, he goes, you got knocked the fuck out, fuck man. Out. Give me my goddamn money.
Fucking Ice Cube.
I know. And the worst thing is I've seen that movie multiple times and I didn't catch the reference.
Oh my God.
That's on me.
See what happens
I'll take
too much weed.
Steven, you need to come over here. We're just going to have
smoke
a,
more
gonna
weed,
have a
Turtle.
Movie marathon.
Seriously.
And I'm going to force you to watch
apparently.
Movies.
Just fucking tied to a chair with my eyes pinned open like, I want
that's
you to look at it.
Orange. That's literally what they do in A Clockwork Orange.
Well, see, apparently I've already seen what I need to see. Check that one off the list. We're good. What's next?
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Motherfucker. Club, all right, I've seen that Fight one. Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. 3, right off the board.
Okay. All right. Let's go through the movie list.
Oh, great.
Open the chest.
Oh, no. Okay. It's like a lightning round that I'm not going to
do. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ooh, good
all
movie.
Of them. Seen yeah. all of them.
Okay, Blade.
Yep. Blade. Which one?
Any
Trinity.
Of them.
Trinity, yeah.
Okay, all of them, so
okay.
we're good there.
Die Hard.
Great
yeah,
movie.
Which one? All the of first. Them. Seen
with
them.
A Vengeance,
done.
Baby.
Okay. Godfather.
With a Vengeance. Of yeah. course. So Cody.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
Independence yep. Day Resurgence.
No. I didn't want to ruin Independence Day.
It's really good. I recommend it.
Okay.
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 Let's see. Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
all of them.
Sure.
Thank you, Trey.
First Blood.
When we were younger.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome, Steve.
First Blood.
Yes, no. Dude. Great.
Movie. Rambo. It's Rambo, no. bro.
Yes. Of
no.
Course.
First Blood is Rambo. Steve.
Yeah.
It's the first Rambo.
I've seen the latest Rambo.
Terminator.
Yes. Second is
good.
The best.
Okay, now we're gonna get into the fun ones. Because I'm just going
backdoor slut slide.
I'm just going through the box.
That movie's been circulating in this podcast for
thank
a while.
God for South Park.
All right, Reservoir Dogs.
Yep. Yes,
Jackie Brown.
No,
it's a slower movie,
Kill
but it's
Bill.
Got...
Yes.
Yes, of course, both parts.
Death Proof.
Yes.
Yes,
Inglourious
I have.
Glorious Bastards.
Yep.
Django Unchained.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you good, literally haven't movie. Seen Pulp Fiction of
or,
that.
Yeah, dude, or he hasn't seen Fight Club either. Like, how does he not see those movies is what I'm saying.
What about Boondock
in
Saints?
In my defense,
oh.
yes, of course. Boondock Saints? I can't talk today, but yeah, I've seen both Boondock
Trey, remember
Saints.
That Boondock Saints poster
yeah,
I used to
dude,
have?
I missed that.
Yeah, dude, that thing's...
The poster or the movie?
It was like a painting.
Yeah, I remember walking into your old house when you used to live over by Chipotle.
In nome di Padre, ich fila, Spiritu Sante.
And just...
Yes,
right
that's
there.
Also a day to remember.
Tell
oh
me, what's it,
whatever.
Steven, what does it translate to?
I don't
in the name
fucking
of the
know.
Father,
big
and
dicks
the Son,
only.
And the Holy Spirit.
Big dicks only. But that's
in
beautiful.
In nome di Padre, in name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I guess I could have done a little bit of that's on me. That's
Steven,
a little bit
you
of lack
sang
of self
Latin
awareness
for
on my
4 years.
Part.
You should have been able. To
I know, I know. Anyway, next.
Oh.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
Have you seen Requiem
Apocalypse
of a Dream?
Now.
Oh.
I have seen neither of those
wow.
movies.
Oh, Apocalypse Now.
Also, haven't seen. Also, haven't seen American History
what?
X.
Oh, what?
Okay, that has to happen before
or,
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Or...
American
or
History X
or,
is a great movie.
Or,
especially...
or Malcolm X.
You haven't seen Malcolm
either.
X?
Wow. No, Sheltered. This always comes... I swear to God, our second segment is always like, let's fucking roast Steve.
American History X is like required like to live, in my opinion. Like, how can
I
you
didn't, I learned what a curb stop was.
You don't know about
biting
the curb?
Yeah.
No, but I did hear about that.
Oh, dude, it's so hard. Oh,
that scene is so hard.
Google it.
It's the, oh.
No.
All right, that's basically how the movie starts.
All right, Steven. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
Ooh, great.
Yes, of course.
American I own that movie. Psycho.
I own every one of those.
Yes. And the original Psycho, good. Actually.
Which is you.
All right. Casino Royale.
No, ooh. I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen all the other James Bond movies?
I've seen
every single one.
Yeah, I've seen. Like
I think I've seen
them.
Quantum of Solace.
Oh, you gotta see Casino Royale. That's it's on Netflix, dude. Hit it up tonight,
dude. There's lots of movies available for him to watch on Netflix.
I would say actually all the James Bond movies except for the Daniel Craig ones are on Netflix now. They just uploaded all of them. Okay, The cool. Evil Dead.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yep, both of them. Remake and original.
Okay, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
No, you're going to kill me for that one.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Be a lot
I knew
cooler
that one
if
was
you
coming.
Did.
That's exactly. Be a lot cooler if you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Hancock.
Nope.
Foot penis.
Dude, Will Smith is a baller.
I have had Hancock as a follower in Fallout 4.
That's not how I thought that's.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoa.
I have a hand in my cock.
You hear just Kaylee? She just goes, shut up, Steven.
Inception?
No. Yes, Inception. Definitely have seen that one.
Okay.
I've Inception.
How about King Kong?
Yeah.
Which one? Yes.
I like the newer
one. Not the porn remake, Big Dong.
Oh.
Are you talking the newest one?
Really well, then good. No. I haven't seen Skull Island, but I've seen
Jack
the
Black.
Peter yeah. Jackson, and I've also seen like the old 1933.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
The racist ones.
That was very racist.
Yeah.
What about the Prestige? 1932?
No, I haven't seen the Prestige.
Office Space.
Yeah.
Nope.
This is my stapler.
How have you not seen Office
Space? I was
Space?
Told I could bring my stapler.
Oh, my God.
Who took my stapler?
Obviously, we've already talked. You haven't seen Requiem for a Dream, which
yeah,
is
I have
shitty.
Not seen Requiem for a Dream. You can also cross off Donnie Darko.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you're so dude, weird.
What
I
about
know.
The Crow? What about the Crow?
But of all
yes,
people,
I
the Crow
have
do
seen,
Donnie
I have. Whoa. I have seen
good.
The Crow.
What about
yeah,
Seven?
But not Donnie
of course
Darko.
I have.
What about Seven?
No.
What's
yes.
in the box?
I fucking love Seven.
What's in the box?
What's in the fucking box?
What about Shaun of the Dead?
yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Shutter Island?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Okay. We obviously know, I know you've seen The Hangover. We watched it together. So
yes. I've seen all three
Total
of them.
Recall?
Which one? Remake
original.
Or original? Because I've seen fucking
see, good. Like, Steven knows, like, certain movies, like, down to the T, but then you ask him these basic movies, like,
what about The Warriors?
No, I haven't seen The Warriors, and I know that's a good movie. I've been told that's a really
Watchmen?
Good movie.
Wow.
Yes. Love it. Dr. Manhattan's Wee
Wee Frankenstein?
No, believe it or not. Wait. No, I haven't. No. I remember Kaylee got pretty upset when I told her I hadn't seen Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, yet. And then my last one that is required viewing is Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yep, I've seen that one.
Okay, good. So there's just 25 movies on your list. That's fine.
We've got like a whole year and a half worth of just sitting down and watching movies with Steven.
Who's making the popcorn?
Hey.
And obviously to any of our listeners, if you have any movies that you think Steven needs to see, please let us know.
Yes, and to discuss to him why he is disgusting for not seeing those.
Hey, you know what? Okay. How the turntables. Hold on just a second.
Do they turn, Steven?
That was an Office
yes,
reference.
It was.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's turn the tables. Have you guys seen? I was about to say Step Brothers. I'm
yes.
an idiot. Of course you have. So,
did you eat onion strange? Before this, dude?
Me? Shut up. what about? Have you guys seen Burlesque?
Yes.
Yes.
It's weird, but
yes.
Pretty
yes.
good movie. Yeah.
Are you going through your movies?
Yeah. How about Pan's
yes.
Labyrinth?
Yeah.
I fell asleep during that one.
Guillermo del Toro.
Stay Alive.
Say that one more time.
Stay Alive.
Yes.
Stay Alive. Yeah. Good shit. John's gonna fucking kill this category.
Duh. It's like Family Feud. Ding, ding.
What about Identity? Yes.
I love the ending.
Yeah. Law-abiding citizen.
Beautiful.
Love that movie.
V I saw that Vendetta. Movie in theaters with Mick Dyer.
Oh, yeah. What a legend.
I know.
Of a man
right V for Vendetta, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I think you actually were one of the people that told me to watch it, and then, of course, I didn't, and then Kaylee made me watch it. She's like, no, you need to see this. Like,
Steven, there's a lot of movies I forced you to watch, and then you didn't watch.
That's very true. We have the Boondocks.
You remember Battle Los Angeles, Steven?
Yo, I love that movie. Yes.
Dude, I think the best movies that you ever watch in your life are the movies that you're actually forced to watch. Like, people have to fucking watch this.
The only one that I've ever been forced to watch was 2001 A Space Odyssey, and I ended up loving it, so.
Well, that's good. Dirty. Cody.
Yes.
Was there any of those movies on that list that you think, or any that weren't on that list that you think I need to see, that besides the obvious, like, we've repeated, like, 1,000
like
times?
Like Backdoor Sluts 9.
Oh, damn.
You seen Backdoor?
Trey stole it right
you
out
seen
of
Backdoor
my...
Sluts 10.
I didn't know it was out,
I think he was in it.
I was real confused.
So you're telling me it's out. I didn't know there was a release
apparently
date.
Apparently the 1 through 9 was ooh, pivotal ooh, a lot.
Invention of Lying.
The Invention yes. of Lying?
I don't even know
Kaylee
if I
whispered
that
that's a good movie.
She's all finally of you need chiming to see in that. On the shit.
You should watch Fury.
I have watched Fury. I own Fury. That's a fantastic movie. It's World War II. Of course I've seen it.
Okay, nice. What about Schindler's nice. List?
What about Jack Reacher?
What? Wait, no, I haven't seen Jack Reacher, but I've seen both John Wicks. What'd you say, Kaylee? What movie? Eternal Sunshine
the
of what?
Mind.
The Spotless
yeah,
so the
Mind.
Spotless
oh, they finished
you
it
need
for
to see that
movie.
Right now. Stop everything you're doing.
So, Steven, you have to tell Kaylee
I haven't even heard
she
that
wants
fucking
her opinions
movie.
To be valid. She has to get a microphone.
So, Steven, it's Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm. I'm there. I'm all there already.
It's
Trace says for
sad,
your opinions
though.
To be valid, you need to get a microphone.
Oh! Sorry, it doesn't count.
What do you say? You.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Sorry.
They didn't hear a word you said.
Huh?
She said, what about Into the Wild?
Beautiful.
For a movie.
Beautiful movie, beautiful book.
Yep, and Trace, you said for your opinions to be valid, you have to, and I quote, suck a fat one or you won't get your coupons.
I still haven't gotten them, so.
He said I still haven't gotten them.
Ooh, Steven, I got one.
Okay, Blade what's Runner. Another one?
Blade what? Runner.
Ooh, Blade
I've
Runner.
Seen Blade Runner. I haven't seen the newest one that came
it was
out.
Really
was it
good.
Any good?
They actually did a really good job.
Nice.
All right, what about, I got trippy. One for you, Steven. Jackass 2.5.
Okay. Of course. I've seen all of Trey's on the podcast. You think I've never seen Jackass?
Well, Trey's going to be jealous of a picture shit. I'm going to send to you guys right now. So,
I'll send you my picture of Steve-O with me
talking?
With Steve-O like 2 weeks ago.
Trey, well, you actually, are Steve-O.
Hey!
In the best way. Like, sober Steve-O.
Good.
Like, got good. His life together, but still wild boy.
Crazy as fuck.
I'm a wild boy.
So yeah, I think we're just talking about movies for the rest of the podcast, it sounds like.
Actually, I did write something down. What is your guys' all-time favorite video game? Like, it can be the most
Final
nostalgic,
Fantasy
it can be... Yo, solid, John, solid.
It's a good game, but then that sounds so dirty when you say it.
Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy
Square
VII.
Square Enix is legit.
Ooh, Square Enix.
Quotey. Cody, what's your favorite video game of all time?
Abs just scored.
Halo 3.
Yes!
Ooh,
my bro!
Halo Reach, though.
They're just announced they're putting Halo Reach on the Master Chief
God
Collection.
God damn it, I need to get an Xbox then.
Yes, you do, because we want to run through the whole Legendary campaign on, like, a live stream or, like, do episodic
or
stuff.
So we should eventually at someone's house, bring a bunch of, like, beer or popcorn and... Jam it.
I'm not 12, so maybe no.
No.
Kidding.
Okay, fine.
Did you guys ever play NFL Blitz?
Yes.
Like, growing up? And remember when you would fuck them up and, like, you would break their arm and it would pause the game and show their arm breaking? You just throw them down on the fucking ground and kill them?
Is that what you used to do to your
dude,
sister?
That shit was lit.
That's what she used to do to him.
That's why she's not around anymore, guys.
Scoots kicked ass back in the day.
Dude, she, like... Our Mrs. basement Scoot. Was a WWE wrestling ring, and she, like, put my head through a steel chair one time.
I just remember, like, I have vivid memories of, like, if I were to close my eyes right now, I could picture her putting him in a headlock and him doing his laugh in pain.
And her fucking choking me out and I died.
Couldn't do a goddamn thing
about
it. And
Trey has a hard-on.
You sick fuck.
That is disgusting, Cody.
That's sick.
Honestly, that's where sick. Is the line? Where is the line?
He hops, skips, and jumps it, dude.
Nothing's over
listen
the
to
line,
him.
Brother.
This smug fuck so proud of himself.
I am just fucking jerking off to it.
Just fucking giggling in the background. Trey, was that yours? The Blitz game?
Yes, was it on PlayStation? Dude.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Xbox. It was on both.
It was at PS2, Xbox. And I think, was it on GameCube? I don't know. Probably.
I think it was too.
Yo, I still have a GameCube. Fucking top tier.
Really?
Legit.
I fucking, dude, the GameCube was good. It still is good. I've plugged it in and played the Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker occasionally and really enjoyed it. See, now I'm in a situation because it's my favorite game of all time.
You already said one. You can't take it back.
I didn't say it.
Oh, I thought you said something.
I always go last. Or at least I always try to go
last.
Let's
ask Kaylee if that's true.
Good Lord.
It's not.
Where's the
Kaylee! Trey has a question for you.
That's not. Yeah.
Coming up. I hate to say it, but I'd probably have to agree with Cody. Halo 3 was so...
Halo 3 is great.
Pivotal to like me as a gamer. Like I can't
like
get around
your
it.
First straight porn.
Trey has to make everything about porn.
It's easy.
It's okay, John. You're new here. You'll get it.
No, I'm just kidding. You'll catch on.
That's okay. Take your time.
Just like watching porn.
You just hear it in the background.
Take your time.
Who just slaps something on the keyboard, dude?
Dude, if you don't get the storyline, how are you even going to come?
Right. I get invested.
That's a t-shirt.
You know, like when the guy goes in and he's like, oh, my balls hurt. And she's like, it's because they're full.
Yeah, they are.
And then if you don't watch the whole thing.
Then you don't know why.
You don't get the end piece where they're like, oh, man, I'm really happy. I feel better. And you're like, whew, close call.
What if that's how they actually ended? Wow, I'm really happy. I feel better.
They always
fade.
You
don't.
Like
that's
the
how they end.
Ones, yeah. Like with like an update on how they're doing. Like, yeah, my back is better.
Do you jerk off
5 years later
to the free version of it? You cheap fuck.
I've never seen a full length feature film.
You
suppose
stop halfway in the middle because you're done. I finished that shit to completion, dude.
Yo, it don't take much time, boys.
A good breeze, and you're like... Oh.
So that answer that you gave to us about Kaylee was wrong, huh?
Hey, I didn't say how many times I reached the finish line.
It
don't matter how fast
you get
it
there,
is.
Dude.
It just matters how many times
relay?
You cross it. Yeah.
It's
like, she hands
the proverbial baton gets passed quite frequently.
You're like, I'll finish it.
It's like a hot potato.
Okay.
Fucking John. Poor John.
See, John, this is why none of us are married yet.
Or go to church.
Or, yeah. It burns when I walk into those places.
In your penis?
Oh, no.
Not just when I pee, dude.
I can only just picture the look of disgust on John's face. Like, what the fuck did
oh,
I
no,
do?
Oh, no, I'm just really hungry. I'm supposed to be making dinner anytime soon, so. Ooh,
what are you making?
I'm making tacos for me and my wife, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco
Tuesday. I was going to say. All
right, I can respect that. Well.
If you're not listening to this on a Tuesday, sorry.
Then it's not Taco Tuesday for you, and you're
a
fucking
unless
loser.
You have a wife, then it's always Taco Tuesday, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
On that note. Thanks for listening to Smack Talk 5280, boys. And, well, ladies, fuck that up. Let me rewind there.
All the knowledge tonight, people. Retain that shit.
As always, you can follow us on any of our social media platforms. The Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Just continue to not comment and stuff. That's working out great for everybody. But then you get these kind of episodes that, you know, the second half comes through and you get to hear about porn. It's great. No, seriously, we really appreciate any support we get and any kind of suggestions, comments, questions, concerns, anything like that. We really appreciate it. We do read everything. It's real easy
Did
right
somebody
now.
Somebody just blow a kiss.
Yeah.
I love it.
Someone pull out a plug.
it's oh, that no. peg we were talking about. Yep.
Oh, no. Blowing kisses with certain buttholes, huh?
All right.
I didn't know there was two in there.
It's been Steven, Cody, Trey, and John. As always, stay classy, everybody. Stay classy, San Diego. And wherever you are listening to this, we'll see you next time.
Whale's vagina.